We give the good Lord praise.
Amen.
And it's always great to bless his name.
Yes.
In all seasons and for all reasons.
Amen.
And for any reason. Amen. So we just want to say good morning and thank God for letting us be here again today.
Amen. Oh, yes.
This is another great lesson, the Feast of Weeks. And I think one of Dr. Hamilton's pet peeves was he always liked to talk about that God always declared a feast and not a fast. And there's only one letter difference between the two, feast and fast. And so the only time they put this Feast of Weeks in stark opposition to the Day of Atonement, which was the feast before this, and that was the time when you afflict your soul because of your sinfulness.
Yes.
Now, I would say that even when Israel was disobedient, it didn't mean that God was not blessing them.
That's right.
Neither is it true when you're disobedient that he's not blessing you unless he has judged you and took you out. So you shouldn't think of it that way. You ought to think of the fact that when you do wrong, you're wrong. And if you're still here, it's because God had mercy on you, number one. Because he doesn't owe you anything but judgment. That's all he owes you. See? So don't say when I disobeyed, I didn't get blessed. And then when I did, I did. No. It doesn't work that way. When you disobeyed, that was you doing something wrong, and God just didn't take you out. The Bible says the wages for sin is what?
Death.
So if you ain't dead, God had mercy on you. Number one. So don't ever think that because I did right, God blessed me, and then when I didn't, no, God has mercy on us at all times. And we all require it because we don't do the right thing. So these feasts here, God gave them three required feasts. You'll find them in Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. It says, these three times a year. Right. And he put more responsibility on the men than on the women. Mm-hmm. He said, all your males above the age of 25 shall appear before the Lord your God. And he shall not come empty-handed. Don't come without an offering.
That's right.
See, an offering is not that God needs anything, but you need to give it.
Amen. Yes.
You need to learn how to separate from what God has given you and bless God. Amen. People always talk about God bless America. Well, why don't America bless God? How about that?
Amen.
You know, we don't think about it. It's two sides. God doesn't owe you nothing but judgment.
That's right.
You know, if he hasn't given you judgment, you're under his mercy.
Yes.
You know, but he loves you. That's the reason why he is quick to mercy.
Yes.
He loves you, and he's trying to teach you righteousness, like Dr. Adams has already said. So the Feast of Weeks was for a number of reasons. It was to bring people to an understanding that, number one, God wants his people to be different. That's what holy means. It means different in a better way than other people, regular people doing things their own way. See, God loves you. He wants you to be like him.
Yes.
God is merciful toward people who do wrong. If he wasn't, then none of us would be here. You know, God loves us, that's why we're here. That's why he allows you to do wrong, and he still blesses you anyway, in spite of us. I don't ever think that he don't bless me when I'm doing wrong, but when I do right, he does. That's not the way it works. You got to understand it from his position. He does not owe us anything but judgment. That's all God owes us. You see what I'm saying? So if he hasn't judged you, then you're under his mercy. So you need to be thankful that he didn't judge you. Because you know what? There's a whole lot of tombstones sticking up everywhere to show you folk who have already entered into the judgment.
Amen.
The Bible says, appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. See, so if you're still living, you haven't went into the judgment. Not yet. See, so everything is going to culminate in the judgment. See, so if you're here and you've broken his law and you're not dead, you're under his mercy, thank him. That's what you ought to do. See, so the Feast of Booths was to remind people not to be too high-minded about yourself. If you're my people, because what, you know what? God came down. He humbled himself in order to bless us with salvation. So he had his people hang out in booths. That's outside. And people wonder, what are these people doing out here and sleeping in the yard? In the wilderness. Why are they coming out of their fine houses like we live in and living outside for a week? Why? And that, the question is, then you can tell them, because God had mercy on us and we dwelt in booths when he brought us out of Egypt. So you can give a testimony about how God has blessed you. See, that's what it's about. Because sometimes we get stuck up on the big stuff all the time, you know. But God has blessed you, and He wants you to remember where I bought you from.
Exactly.
See, and so that's the same thing as Dr. Adam said about this table here is the sacred table in the house of God, because it says, "This do in remembrance of me."
Yeah.
As often as you do this, Jesus said, "You do show forth my death, my burial and my resurrection until I come." He died to take away the sin that you and I commit every day.
Every day.
We commit sin every day.
Every day.
See, you don't hear a lot of people talking about that because not popular, but it's true.
It's
true. So I'm saying it because it's true. People always break God's law.
Yeah.
Every day. Without fail, every one of them. There's nobody walking around in total holiness every day.
Amen.
Somebody needs to speak the truth. Just sick of a bunch of wimp preaching where people don't understand the depth of sin. Every one of us sins every day in word, thought, and deed. And if it wasn't for God's mercy, nobody would be around. Not a soul. And that's why people are not grateful to God. They think, oh, the world owes me something. The world don't owe you nothing. God doesn't owe you anything but judgment.
Amen.
And if you want to get right, walk with God. Bless God. Praise Him and thank Him. You got a lot to thank Him for.
Yeah.
You may not realize it, but you don't have to take your next breath.
Amen.
But God loves you. That's why He made it available for you.
Yes,
that's why He gave His Son. Look what Jesus went through.
Yes.
The writer to the Hebrews says, "You have not suffered unto the shedding of blood," dealing with sin, none of it. But look at Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. That's what He says. "The author and the finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross."
Yes.
You know, I'm sure we underestimate the cross.
Amen.
Everybody underestimates the cross. And you know what? People don't hear much about the cross anymore. Because the church is too, we're too pristine to talk about that old that barbaric cross. But the cross is the only way of salvation. Without the cross, you don't have an audience with God. God loves you. That's why He sent His Son, who is God, the Son, to the cross. So we can't skip the cross. Somebody might want to skip it. I don't. I'm going to preach it. Paul said, "I determined to know nothing among you but Jesus Christ and Him crucified." See, I'm not going to try to impress you with oratory. I could share my vocabulary with you and make you really think I'm all that in a bag of chips like the rest of the folks.
Yes, yes.
But really, I'm nothing without the cross.
Amen.
And neither are you. So I need to get you saved.
My Lord.
You want to be saved, you got to trust in Christ.
Yes.
You got to believe that God raised Him from the dead. The Bible says, "Then you shall be saved." You can't get saved with my impressive oratory. That ain't going to get you nowhere. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. See what I'm saying? And God loves you. That's why He provided that blood. Jesus willfully went to the cross, hung, bled, and died, so that wretches like us can have a way and a right to the tree of life. So God says, "Celebrate me in the Feast of Weeks." Take a little time. Come down off your high horse. Remember that you had to be born again out of Egypt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought you out of sin.
Amen.
I paid a high price for you.
Yes.
The blood of the firstborn was shed all in Egypt.
Amen.
Because they didn't obey me.
Amen.
So it's an important caveat to obey God.
Yes, it is.
See, it's not just an optional thing, you know, or maybe if I feel up to it today. No, you need to obey God.
Amen. Amen. Right.
It got nothing to do with it if it's up to you.
Yes. Yes.
Obey God.
Yes.
Amen. See? So what? You know what they did? This is a perpetual feast. God said, "Don't you ever forget it." That's what that means.
Never.
Remember last week, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut up because our time is really gone. Mm-hmm. We talked about the priest, the high priest who had to come up on the Day of Atonement.
Right.
That was a more solemn day.
Mm-hmm.
He had to wear particular garments.
Right.
He had to wear white linen.
Right.
Yes.
Come in all pure. And you know what he was doing when he was coming in? He had a rope pulling in, bringing a bullock up to the temple to take this bullock to the altar, an offering for sin. Now, can you imagine being all decked out in this robe with tassels and all that, all white and clean, and you're bringing a bullock to the altar to sacrifice him? Why? Because you sinned.
Yes.
Everything looks pretty good till you get there with the bull. And now what you're going to do, and I believe this is metaphoric, and you all pardon me if I be a little secular here. I think God was saying to all of them, just like what I'm going to say to you this morning, when you get there, it's time for you to cut the bull.
All right.
Cut the bull. God is not playing with that with you. He ain't playing with you. You know what? Your clean robe is now ruined once you cut the bull.
Yeah.
And now the blood is flowing.
Yeah.
You know, the church is full of bull.
Yeah.
But we need to cut the bull, get it out.
All right.
We need to preach the cross.
Amen.
See, the cross, Christ and Him crucified, buried and risen. That's the solution to man's problem. Don't underestimate it. Don't cheapen it. Don't act like God owes you something. He gave you His Son. Was crucified, came out of eternity to die for your evil.
Sinless.
And got up out the grave to show you I did it right. My Father's well pleased with me. See, so I say that somewhat jokingly, but it's true. The text said when you get to the temple, you do everything I told you, cut the bull. The bull's got to die. Now, people need to do it. The church has got all kinds of hogwash going on. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's not coming from up out of here.
All right.
Folk got to do right. You got to love God like He loved
yes.
you.
That's right. Yes.
And that's what holiness is the acquisition of God's love.
That's right.
Learning to walk by faith and not by sight.
That's right.
Do what I said, not what you want.
That's right.
Or not what's popular. Or not what the world thinks.
Man.
This is why I gave you a book. You know what? God's not trying to confuse you. My book's been done. It's been in the world. Every word I said since you came out your mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in the world. Every word I said.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your excuse if you haven't gotten into it?
Yes.
Do you have an excuse? No. God says, I got one book. It's a short story. It's 66 books.
Mm-hmm.
And all that I need you to know is right there between Genesis and Revelation.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
And you've had a lifetime to deal with it. What have you done with my word?
Mm-hmm.
See, how many other books have you read?
My Lord.
I'm going to shut up. Let me acquiesce. Amen. But this is a great lesson. It reminds us, don't get on your high horse.
Mm-hmm.
Come down, dwell in the booths. So when people say, what are they doing?
Amen.
The church ought to look a little different.
Yeah. Amen.
When we come to this table, that's why I like to explain what this means.
Mm-hmm.
That's why He said, do this. As often as you do this, and remember it's me. I don't set no particular time on it.
Mm.
We usually do it about once a month.
Yes.
It's okay if you do it every day,
mm-hmm.
if you want to in your private devotionals. It's okay if you do it from time to time through the week. Maybe you ought to. Maybe it'll remind you what Jesus did for you.
All right. All right.
So you won't be so elevated.
Yeah.
We need to come down off of that and get back to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
These feasts are awesome. God had feasts. He didn't really sanctify fasts. Because
mm-hmm.
that's not going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You can fast from sin. Why don't you try that? That's
right.
A good one. Yeah. Stop sinning.
Amen.
Get on a fast for sin. Do that for 40 days and see how that'll work for you.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm not eating any meats this week. Okay, whoop-de-doo. Now what?
Amen.
Cut the bull. I'm done.
Amen.
Amen.